ER Room. Now, here's your host, Edward Reyes.
Welcome to the ER Room. I have a new attorney, new hire. I'm very happy to present Leah here. She's going to tell you a little about herself, and we're going to hopefully do an ongoing podcast together. So if you want to introduce yourself.
Thank you so much for having me. So my name is Leah Lavelle, and I went to Stetson Law School, and shortly after that, became a mediator and then an attorney. And I'm just so happy to join you guys today and look forward to these podcasts in the future. Yeah, let's get started.
Leah, I know you have some questions that you wrote down, and let's discuss it. So where do you want to start today?
All right. So today we're going to talk about understanding your rights after an injury, because I feel like so many people, they'll get in these accidents and they're just like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do next.
Yeah. So, I mean, unfortunately, that happens all the time. A lot of people, they get in these car accidents. The first thing that happens, they feel nothing, actually, unless it's really, really substantial. But your body tenses up and you don't feel nothing, which is funny because the insurance company, the sneaky ones that they are, they say, well, your client didn't go to the hospital immediately after the accident. They said they didn't feel no pain, but that's actually a common thing, which is not what they tell the public. They tell the public, if you're hurt, you have to get immediately rushed to the hospital. Short of you losing a limb or something like that, most of the time, people don't need to go immediately to the hospital. So that's a myth that the insurance company tries to sell you, is you have to have pain right away. You actually feel pain the next day and days after as you start relaxing a little bit. That's something that comes up quite a bit. But the other thing would be, when you do start feeling pain, one of the things that people need to know is not one doctor is a fix all for that injury. You wouldn't go to a dentist to see a heart problem, right? But what happens, another thing that comes up, is that people will go to just a chiropractic doctor, which I'm not knocking chiropractic doctors at all. I'm just saying that they can't fix everything.
Right.
And then a lot of times people go to the chiro, they go to massage therapy. Unfortunately, greed kicks in sometimes and they don't do MRIs until later in the game. And then you're actually building a case against yourself for the insurance company, because they'll say, well, why'd you wait so long to see an MD? Why'd you wait so long to get an MRI? Why'd you wait so long to see a specialist, which is probably not the best way to go.
Right.
What have you seen from talking to clients and everything else?
A lot of clients that kind of get lost in what to do next. After they do start feeling these injuries, they just kind of feel like, okay, where do I go? Like, I've seen the chiro, but that didn't help. So what should I do? So I think our job as attorneys and, you know, the office staff, we just have to make sure that we do a good job in, like you said, pointing out some of those different doctors that they can see. So that way they don't get stuck in the greed of certain doctors that just, you know, want the money because they want them to go there.
It's an unfortunate thing, but people are running a business at the end of the day. And so sometimes some of these doctors will keep you longer than they need to until your PIP benefits runs out. We try not to work with anybody that does that, but you know, there's a lot of providers out there and it happens quite often. So it's important to get treated by the right doctors for the right injuries. One, for the right diagnosis, and two, where you can have the best way to start your healing process. Plus, it's going to help us tell the better story to the insurance company. And I know me and you've spoken about this quite a bit as well. Besides just the medical side, you know, what's important, we need to really break down of what's important for that person's life, like how it's affected the family, their job, their loved ones. Do you know anybody that's been in a car accident? Like, before working here, have you ever experienced that with somebody that you know or no?
Oh, yeah. And they're always calling because everyone knows I went to law school. They're oh, what do I do?
Of course. And they're stressed out and they're confused. And people really are confused. And yet what the insurance company will lead us to believe is that they need to find their own doctors, they need to find their own treatment, they need to find their own way, and they can't follow advice of the attorney, which makes no sense at all.
No.
So here you have a client that's confused, as we established, and yet that person is not allowed to find any help. That's crazy. It's crazy, but that's kind of what all snakes want you to believe in, and it's a shame.
It is. So I guess something that'd be helpful is, what are the first three steps that someone should do if they get an accident? So not a fender bender, but you know, they have a lot of damage to their car and they have damage to their body. What are the just three easy steps for them to start with?
The first super easy step is, everybody has a cell phone, pull out your cell phone and use it in recording if you can, because the recording, pictures are great and we want pictures, but recording, we can do screenshots of the recording and get images as well. And plus, recording has sound. So if the defendant or the person that caused the accident, if they're saying something like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, this and that, you want to put that on recording, because later on, whenever they try to say, say, oh, I didn't do that. You say, well, do you remember the recording you did, right?
Right.
So we had a client of ours. She says, listen, she had her phone, the phone in the at-fault party's face. And she's like, tell me what happened. And the lady's like, yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I hit you, whatever. That was great, because then later on in litigation, they deny liability. So we were able to use that recording against that person, saying, well, clearly you're at fault, right? Plus it shows the scene of the accident, mm-hmm. the roads around you. It shows if there's any things that are blocking the vision. Or
right, like rain.
And it shows if there's trees in, because sometimes there's more people that are liable than just a car accident. Sometimes right. it could be that there's this massive tree or massive truck in front that is obscuring somebody's vision, and mm-hmm. then hence they pulled out. So there's vicarious liability that we could attribute to different people depending on how the accident happened. Mm-hmm. That's important. Take a picture if you have visible injuries. Take a picture of that and videos of that, because mm-hmm. that later on we'll be able to use that. Call the cops, mm-hmm. because even though a police report is not admissible into evidence once you're in litigation,
right.
it sure as heck does help in the beginning, especially whenever there's an issue of liability. Whoever's number one on the mm-hmm. police report, that's the person that the law enforcement officer thinks is at fault. Fun fact that a lot of people, and this is what law enforcement officers do all the time, oh, we don't get into that, we're just exchanging information, here it is. And people drive away, they have no idea what's going on. And then they go behind, they write down their narrative of what happened. Mm-hmm. The insurance company, and it's common knowledge that number one is the person that they think is at fault, that's going to stop the insurance company from paying your property damage.
Yeah.
So now you can't get your car fixed, right?
Right.
Because they think you're at fault. Now, there's been times that the law enforcement mm-hmm. officer messes up and the narrative fixes it. But I would say 9 out of 10 times, they put you at fault. But they don't tell you they're at fault because they're trying to avoid that confrontation there.
Right.
So they'll say, let the insurance company fight it out. That 10 minutes of time that they could have put or made it better is going to cost you months and months mm-hmm. of headaches, if not years.
Wow, that's good to know. What about the people that when you get into an accident with them, they're like, I'll just give you money right now. Don't call the cops.
That does happen. The craziest thing about that is that, one, you shouldn't accept their money because it's not a binding thing. You can still go after them, but that's just you being a scumbag at that point, right? You shouldn't do that. Just say, listen, we'll deal with the insurance companies. We'll do this. But you know what I found is that a lot of people that do that, the unfortunate truth is that people don't have coverages. So a lot of times people, when they offer money, they don't have coverages. And then they'll buy insurance the same day, the at-fault party, they'll buy auto insurance the same day and then try to pretend to make a claim that day. Mm-hmm. And the insurance company, rightfully so, they'll deny the claim. They'll say, well, when we get the deck sheet, it'll show that they have coverage that day. So we're thinking there's coverage. Come to find out that person bought the policy at, 8:02 a.m. and the accident might happen at 7:30 a.m. They're calling from the scene of the accident a lot of times. And then of course the insurance company's like, well, we're not paying for an accident that we weren't insured, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a funny world sometimes.
Wow. All right. And what's the third step?
The third step is call us. Yeah. And I'm not trying to be biased, but it is what it is. I mean, a lot of people, they are scared and they're confused. They really have no idea of their legal rights. And if they think that the insurance company is going to really go for bad for them, the key thing to remember, they're called adjusters. They're trying to adjust the claim down. They're not called auditors. They're not like, oh, let's add money to their claim, right?
Right.
Their job is to reduce the money because they work for the insurance company to collect premiums and pay out less as possible. So a lot of people, they think, the insurance company can take care of everything. Are they? That's not their business model.
No.
Call us directly. In fact, a lot of people do call us from the scene of the accident all the time.
Oh, wow.
Especially those minority groups that don't understand the language, because unfortunately, whenever, like for Hispanic client or Hispanic or anybody that doesn't speak the typical American, English language, the law enforcement officer is not going to go out of their way, for the most part, not all of them, they're not going to go out of the way to find that person mm-hmm. to translate, to find the story. So guess whose story they're trying to go after? The person that caused the accident.
Right.
This is like when you're a kid, you're the hand in the cookie jar. Like, I didn't do it. That was my brother. I didn't open mm-hmm. the jar. Right. The idea is that they're not going to tell you the true story because they're the ones that are at fault.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's like asking a barber if you need a haircut. Even me. Right. If I go to a barber and say, do I need a haircut? Of course you need a haircut. We can trim this, trim that. Because that's their version of the story.
Right.
Right. Yeah, so that's definitely the top three tips. I think that would be the best tips for somebody to go with.
That's super helpful. So take pictures and videos, call the cops, and then call us.
Exactly. Super simple.
Yeah, all right. Sounds like a plan to me.
Well, thank you guys.
You've been listening to the ER Room. To contact the firm, call 833-4-BAD-DAY. Find them on Instagram and Facebook at The Reyes Firm. Reach out to Edward on Instagram and Facebook at Edward Reyes and on YouTube at Attorney Edward Reyes. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll see you next time on The ER Room.